I am the Archangel Gabriel, Archangel of the Western Point and of the element water, Archangel of the Moon, Archangel of Birth and Rebirth, Messenger of the Divine. In truth, all angels are neither male nor female. Androgynous beings are we, perfectly balanced between the masculine and feminine polarities. But some angels lean more towards one polarity rather than the other. And, because of my association with both water and moon, my leaning verges towards the polarity of feminine, the reason why I am often portrayed as being female rather than androgynous or male. This, then, is part of my wisdom teaching. The power of water in its feminine manifestation, the power of acceptance as well as will, the power of adaption in order to survive and triumph, the way in which water changes its shape to accommodate itself to the vessel into which it is placed. This wisdom teaching acquaints to those choices and decisions that mankind may need to make as they journey on their path through life. For although there will always be moments when they will need to enact their will in order to push through the obstacles on their path, to erode the opposition, there will also be times when they will need to either take the path of least resistance and flow around the obstacle that lies before them, or change their own nature in order to accommodate themselves to the situation that they are presented with, which cannot be changed. The world in which you find yourselves returning to now is not the same world that you left behind. The landscape has shifted beneath your feet, and whilst you have been quarantining and isolating, the nature of your reality has altered. In order to move forwards now, some of you will need to push forwards. Some will need to find another way, whilst others, confronted with challenges that cannot be overcome, will need to realise that it is they themselves that need to change. This will not be easy, but the power of my grace and flow can be called upon to provide you with aid and assistance. The wisdom of my teaching, enabling you to draw upon your intuition in order to discern when to enact your will or when to accept the new dimension of your surrounding and change yourself accordingly. Some of you will find that it is my cleansing waters that you need in order to move forwards, to cleanse yourself of those things that you are still holding on to, which no longer serve you in this new world. Thought forms, paradigms, beliefs, acquaintances, versions of yourself, visions for your future. These things will need to be shaken free, cleansed and washed from your mind and heart and spirit, in order for you to be reborn and resurrected. Many know of my hallow as the Holy Grail, the vessel that holds the holy waters of the divine, the vessel depicted in the Last Supper, the vessel entrusted in the care of Joseph of Arimathea, the uncle of Jesus, the vessel that represents abundance, that represents new life. But there is a second hallow that I hold, the trumpet of resurrection, that I will blast in order to call those sleeping awake, that they may embrace the new world and face the judgment of their own minds and hearts in setting themselves free from the karma that they carry as they move forwards in order to embrace the true new age that follows. The power of the trumpet and its sonics can be called upon now also to inspire resurrection into this new world that lies before you, to help you find inside yourself the power that you need to give birth to a new version of yourself that is more fitting to the new reality that is around you. Sonics are powerful, and mankind is only just now beginning to realize the truth of this wisdom. The spiritual world has known it for many, many years, and now in the age in which you live, new opportunities arise to utilize the full potential and power of sonics for restoration. Whether this be mantras chanted, intonements made, light language intuitively spoken, or the sacred instruments such as the drum, the crystal singing bowl, the Native American flute, the tingshaws, the cleansing chimes of Balinese bells. Whatever it might be, now is the time to call upon these sonics, listened to through your computers, created live in your own homes, drawn into the body, mind, heart, and spirit, in order to help you cleanse yourself, set yourself free, awaken within you the dormant, sleeping power that you now need to stir and call to the surface, to resurrect and rebirth yourself anew. Call upon my name, then, when listening to these sounds, when creating this heavenly music, that I might help to open you to the full power and spectrum of this force, and draw it deeply into those parts of your being that need it the most at this moment in time. My final message centers on the moon. As Archangel of the Moon, I am that presence that can be called upon to help you align to its full glory and power. The moon, the silent silver sentinel of the night sky, has the power to awaken deep knowing within the minds and hearts of man. The power to draw to the surface the intuitive understanding that is part of your divine consciousness. The moon has always traditionally held different powers depending upon its phase. The waxing moon is a time for manifestation, for the planting of seeds and dreams. The full moon is the high tide of psychic power that can be used to manifest more instantaneously and to magnify one's own existing psychical and mediumistic talents. The waning moon and the dark moon is time for mediumistic contact with the spirit world, and delving deep into the introspective realms of one's own psychological landscape to commune with one's own hidden archetypal nature. But it is important also to acknowledge that each and every individual has their own relationship with the moon that is born from the placement of the planets and the stars in their natal chart and their past life association and connection to the moon's power and to those representatives of the moon, the goddesses and the gods. It is important, then, that humanity explores their unique connection and association with this powerful satellite, rather than making the assumption that their relationship will be like everyone else's, determined by the ancient books and laws. Some will find that certain phases cause great offence within their energy system, great disturbance and restlessness, unhappy dreams, whilst others will find that the moon is a cause of great inspiration, a magical catalyst, an anchor for the magical soul. There are ways of dispelling the moon's negative effects and encouraging the moon's positive powers. Complicated magical rituals, the invoking and banishing heptagram stars. But there are also ways of using moonstones to attract and detract the energies of the great satellite by programming certain stones to operate in certain ways. True moonstone for the waxing moon. Rainbow moonstone for the full, and black moonstone for the waning and dark moon's power. Once again, my presence can also be called upon to aid you here. The moon is a powerful source of inspiration and magic. It is powerfully interconnected with the psychical, intuitive, and mediumistic nature of humanity. It is not to be underestimated, irrespective of your perception of it. Whether or not you would consider yourself to be a magical soul in alignment with the goddess or not, its influence upon the quantum field of the body, upon the energies of the brain, are not to be underestimated or disputed. They are fact, and many, a scientist and mystic, would testify to this truth. My power is vast in its span. It has been added to over time. Much of what you acknowledge and see in me now was not originally within my auspice. I was originally a messenger sent by the divine to man. And this has always been and remains my greatest power and gift to the world. Take then these messages and use them well. They conclude the messages given by the angels through this channel for some time and comprise the conclusion of guidance needed to help you all now. Take them in the divine's name, in love and light and truth, and with my blessing, from the angels, from the divine, to your heart in love.